I don't know. You just kind of guessed the ending of that one. Eagles at FM 92. Those Chews. And the Who call it a bargain. Marked down from $129.95. Now slashed price to $92.9. The best rates in town. Jim Brady's out the door. This is BC with you at 8 o'clock tonight. Parts 4, 5, and 6 of the Muse concerts. The No Nuke Rally held in New York in September. We'll have that for you. Brought to you by LA Stereo. And us, the good folks from the former place. Well, no, you know where we are. They're at 1523 East Broadway, okay? A half block west of Cherry, right? Right.
At last, a motion picture even you can understand. The Jerk, starring Steve Martin in the role he was born to play.
December 13th issue of the Tucson Review. And for those of you wondering, whatever happened to the Ad Sitter's classified newspaper? Well, that's part of the Tucson Review now. Available at all Circle K's and most of your favorite stores. The Tucson Review.
If you get rock, man. This is KWFM with Mick and the Stone. Live.
Gotta find something warm.
That's Rick Derringer. Haven't heard that one in a couple of weeks. I think it got lost. Somebody misfiled it. Is that what happened? The new solo LP produced or co-produced by Todd Rundgren. The album called Guitars and Women, and looking for something warm and small and furry. Marshall Tucker Band, Dream Lover, and the Stones, Love You Live, with that fine, tight-fitting medley. If you can't rock me, and get off my cloud. 22 after 6 o'clock, Bob Bish will be by at 10, and at midnight tonight, he's got Steely Dan's Asia LP for you as part of our best albums of the 70s. That's tonight at midnight.
Now, Beaver Productions has a major concert announcement. Dinguido, expect no quarter. ZZ Top is back. Saturday night, December 22nd. In Tucson at the Community Center, ZZ Top.
Back here, Bob Cook with you. Now, if you'll take that candle and follow me down these old stone steps, we'll head into the mausoleum. This is KWFM with Horse Lips. Herman Brood is in a bad mood, waiting for Saturday night down here at KWFM. We certainly are, trying to make the best of it for Wednesday. Pink Floyd, Young Lust, stop. And Horse Lips with the Power, well, that's the Powder and the Glory. I'll drink to that. It's 23 before 7 o'clock at evening.
At 888-8888, oh, Merry Christmas!
Hold on a second, Magic Dick. Don't ring the bell yet. This is Pete Wolf, and for the entire Jay Giles Band, we'd like to wish everyone a very happy holiday and a good rocking new year. All right, Magic Dick, ring your bell now.
Oh, very good. This must be KWFM. Let's hear it for Ian Hunter here at FM 92. Once bitten, twice shy. Babe. The Cars in the Middle from Candy O and the Police up top. Message in a bottle from the brand new one. 6 before 7 o'clock. The forecast calls for clearing tonight, becoming generally clear with continued slightly cold temps tomorrow. High tomorrow, low 60s. The overnight low in the upper 30s at the airport, below freezing in the coldest areas of the valley, in the upper 20s in your shorts. And it's 51 degrees. Is it really? I'm lying. It's 47 degrees outside.
Ever since the
got KWFM on your hands. This is KWFM Tucson, the rock and roll station. That is one Jackson Brown served up live here at FM 92. You love the thunder. You got a little today, didn't you? Hope you're satisfied. Bob Welch with a remake of Future Games from The New and The Other One. And traffic mixed up in the middle of that rock and roll stew. It's 7 minutes after seven. Mrs. Cook, your son Bobby's on the radio.
You'll like what you hear. You'll hear what you like at Jerry's Audio Exchange.
Starts Friday at Man's Buena Vista.
That's Bob Bish. Trapped right inside that little cartridge there. He's going to be on the air at 10. At midnight, he's got Asia for you from Steely Dan from 1977. As we continue our look at the best LPs of the 70s every weeknight at midnight down here at KWFM. J. Geils Band live here at FM 92 and Whammer Jammer with Magic Dick on harmonica. Don't ask me why they call him that. It's not fair, seeing as how I'm on the radio. Who else? Boston in there. That's where the J. Geils Band is from. Boston, of course, is from New York. No, they're from outside of Boston. Brookline, Massachusetts, to be exact, is where Tom Scholz was playing around in his basement one day and came across a platinum record. Rock and Roll Band and Tom Petty in there. Even the Losers Get Lucky Sometimes. And the Grateful Dead up top from the Working Man's Dead. 24 or so after 7 o'clock tonight at 8. L.A. Stereo at 1523 East Broadway brings you side 4, 5, and 6. The second half of the Muse album, No Nukes and All That, featuring Tom Petty, whom we just heard, Poco, Springsteen, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, James Taylor, and the Doobie Brothers. This looks like it's even better than the first half that we did last week. Second half of Muse, tonight at 8 o'clock.
Extra charge. Sale includes almost all clothing, but not all furnishings and accessories. Hurry to 614 North 4th Avenue.
So if you need some pants, a suit, or pants, t-shirts, you need the Eclipse.
Holiday hours include Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights till 9, and Sunday afternoons.
I don't know. I remain unconvinced as to those lyrics. What? So if you need a shirt or shoes or fence, or if you need some pants or shirts or fence, I mean, what is this S&M? I'll have to clear that up for me. That was George from the Dusty Chaps that wrote that for him, too. So if you need a shirt or suit or, nobody wears fence anymore, do they? That went out a long time ago. This is KWFM with that sweet number from Camel, the track Who We Are. That's Elvis C. from the very first LP, My Aim Is True, and Sneaky Feelings. Cream in there with Strange Brew, and Camel up top, Who We Are, from the brand new album, I Can See Your House From Here, without the aid of binoculars. It's 21 before 8 o'clock. Let's see, oh yeah, tonight a little after 10 o'clock, episode 3 of The Case of the Missing Shoe, the future adventures of Nick Danger, brought to you by the Firesign Theater. The plot is thickening. It's a good one. Just like pea soup. Tonight, episode 3 of The Case of the Missing Shoe, a little after 10.
Coming to Tucson, January 29th, Bayline presents Willie Nelson.
In Colorado.
Thank you very much. This is Van Demand at FM 92. That's Bram Tchaikovsky here at FM 92, the LP Strange Man, Changed Man. and the old Monkees thing, I'm a believer, that Neil Diamond wrote for them. And let me tell you, man, the Monkees never did it like that. No way. It would have scared all of us teeny boppers to death. Impossible. They couldn't have done it that way, even if they had tried. That type of wall of sound really was yet to be developed. I know Ronnie and the Ronettes were doing it in the early 60s, but it really hadn't hit the rock and roll quite yet. It was still in the soul stages with Ronnie and a couple others that Phil Spector was with. But when Phil produced the George Harrison album, well, anyway, what else do we have for you? Fleetwood Mac, You Can Go Your Own Way, and Van Morrison from St. Dominic's Preview. It's 8 before 8 o'clock here at KWFM. How you doing? Okay?
On Speedway, I couldn't get my price. On Broadway, I couldn't get my payment. So I...
Road in 6178 East Speedway in the Monterey Village Shopping Center.
From the very first LP, here's the Allman Brothers Band to take us up to the L.A. Stereo Album Hour. The Allman Brothers Band putting us right at 8 o'clock here at KWFM Tucson. And the Whippin' Post. Bruce Wilson's down here. I think we're ready to start. Basically, what's going on at the store? Hello?
On the spot here. Hello. Hello.
Testing.
Testing.
How you doing?
Oh,
we're like the Doublemint twins. How are you?
Cold.
You're cold,
not
yeah.
Not a good night to be riding a motorcycle.
Yeah, the brakes lock up on you and that, yeah.
No, the brakes don't work because they get wet.
Oh, yes. That's a drag. Well, we're ordering some better weather for you. It should be here by Friday.
Well, COD. I don't care if it rains. Just let me get home tonight and then it can rain all at once.
What's going on at the store? Oh, you gave away those speakers. That woman came down and was ecstatic.
She was ecstatic, yes. She was, after we gave away the speakers last night, last Wednesday night,
yeah.
I called her up and she was sleeping. And I think she thinks the whole thing was just a dream because she called the next day to make sure she had really won. She wasn't really sure.
Oh, yeah, she did.
That she had dreamed the whole thing or whether it really happened. But
That's interesting. And she got those...
AR-14s.
Ooh.
I really enjoyed that. That was fun to do, to give those away.
I would have enjoyed it if I'd won, but, well, maybe next time, huh? We have a couple of albums to give away for the trivia question tonight, a couple of nice new ones for you. We're featuring the Muse concerts, sides 4, 5, and 6, part 2, as it were, with people like Chaka Khan, James Taylor, Springsteen, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Doobie Brothers. Anything, it's Christmas time. You must have something you want to tell us about.
Well, a lot of people would like to maybe get somebody something for their stereo or something like that. And, you know, you don't have to go out and buy a $200 or $300 turntable. There's all kinds of little things that you can get people and we have a lot of them down at the store ranging from the novice who just is into his first stereo to the real audiophile who's been into it for a long time. You might want to pick up one of the special recordings we have down at the store, whether it be the direct-to-disc or special masterings of some of the rock albums out. The best fidelity available will really, really show your system off.
Do you have, do you have like the Supertramp albums, or do you have regular bands, or?
We've got some classical stuff and the new Heart, not the new Heart album, they did... Dreamboat Annie, they remastered that.
And oh yeah, that must sound nice.
Have some organ recitals and things like that, which are just incredible, real speaker busters as they call them. They'll really, really show your system off.
And for Christmas time, that would even be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. They range anywhere from about $12 to $14 on the records. If that's too much money, get somebody a stylus cleaner, something to keep their stylus clean to make sure that protects their needle and their records. And those range from $3 to $6, so they're pretty inexpensive.
That's my range, I think.
Disc washers, we finally have disc washers back in stock. Disc washer record cleaner, probably the most famous record cleaner on the market. Very good for cleaning up old records, for getting the dust off records that are in good shape. Empire makes a very, very fine dust eliminator, which just simply dusts the record. There's no fluid involved in that. You shouldn't really use the fluid unless you need it. Mm. They also have an anti-static gun to help get the static charge off the record so you can get it clean. I've talked about this before. So all these things range, really ranging in price from about $3 up to $15. And there's a lot of things in there. He's back. Where did he? Where'd you go? You have a trap door down there?
I was just checking the record. Yeah, I slipped into my little basement setting here. I'm back here. Yeah, we have a little periscope down there. But
if, if you really want to give somebody something that has the everything in their system, then what you need to do is get them a set of gold-ended patch cords. I mean, that is the ultimate thing. It all the tweaky magazines seem to think that these are definitely the way to go because gold is the best conductor of electrons or electricity.
Oh, you mean it's practical. It's not just for the audiophile who has everything.
You probably have to have a pretty sophisticated system to recognize something like this, but they sure are flashy to look at. They're a nice little gift. They range from $5 to $7 depending on the length.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to put one of those on like a Ronco system or anything. The Bass-O-Matic stereo system, it wouldn't sound good.
A little tacky on something like that.
But you have those down there?
Yeah, we have those.
Huh.
Just the things I can think about off the top of my head. A lot of things down at the store that you do not have to spend a lot of money on.
Yeah. Let's get to the, between $5 and $10.
All these things I've been talking about are between $5 and $10.
And the dishwashers.
Dishwashers under $15, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And what was that? The stylus cleaner. That's what
stylus
I'm shooting
cleaner.
For. That's what I'll be giving everyone.
There's one here down at the station, let me tell you. Those range from $3 to $6, made by Empire and Dishwasher. And
we use a little sandpaper down here for the...
Works well.
It's comparable, I think.
So all I can say is stop down. If you got anywhere from $3 up to any limit to spend, we've got something to help make somebody's that's into stereos Christmas a little happier. So a little more things between side one and side two, and we'll have the trivia question. Let's get into... Side four, isn't it?
Yeah, we're dealing with sides 4, 5, and 6 tonight. So side four includes the band Radio, also Chaka Khan, as we said, a couple of things from James Taylor and a collaboration, James and his wife Carly Simon, on the last tune. Here's side four of No Nukes, the Muse concerts from New York on the LA Stereo Album Hour. That's side four of No Nukes, the Muse concerts, live from New York, recorded in the late 20s or early 20s of September. What kind of phrase is that, the early 20s? Recorded the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd of September, okay? James Taylor and Carly Simon right there. With Mockingbird, James Taylor himself doing Honey Don't Leave L.A. and Captain Jim's Drunken Dream. Chaka Khan, Once You Get Started, Hard to Stop. And the band Radio, You Can't Change That. Actually, that's exactly what they're trying to do. Musicians United for Safe Energy. No Nukes. It's a triple LP set. It's in the stores right now. And we'll be back with the trivia question in just a second.
Meet Ellen Sherman. A prescription today. And when that runs out, you can ask your neighbor's doctor, and your mother's doctor, and your college roommate's doctor.
Need a paper bag, Bruce?
I need a paper bag.
She's got a lot of them for you there.
Is this that Saturday Night Live album?
Yeah, that's the one and only LP that Saturday Night Live put out when Chevy was still with the gang. Nice.
Who was that?
Actually, I think that was just an agency voice that they got somebody who does, like, national ads for, the big wigs. And he made it sound awfully authentic, didn't he?
Really?
Meet Ellen Sherman.
Nuclear physicist.
Yes. Meet Bruce Wilson. We're right in the middle of the L.A. Stereo Album Hour. And he's got a trivia question for us.
Right, we're going to be giving... What do I do with the
album? Oh, yeah, we have four albums, two Violinsky albums. That's Mick Kaminsky, the former violinist with ELO. He's got a new band. Two Violinsky albums to give away, and two really nice reggae albums from Third World, their third release. So we'll have four winners in all.